show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, happy long weekend eve, everyone.
Howdy.
It's Cliffo and Gabby. We mentioned this on the potty the other day, but I'm going to do your Birks hack, your Birkenstocks.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No, I haven't been to the shops, but yeah. I will obviously this long weekend. But if you haven't heard this in the podcast the other day, Gabby's Birkenstocks hack to get rid of the foot goo.
Any shoe. So if you don't have Birks, that's okay. You don't have to be part of the Birks club. We understand, but you should be. But you get denture tablets and you dissolve them in your laundry tub. You put your shoes in there. If they're your canvas shoes, it will help lift stains as well as get rid of the stain.
So, yeah, good for your connies.
Very good for your connies. And with Birks, it just gets rid of that sweaty goo that is created when you wear them often.
I will do it over the long weekend and I'll report back early next week here at the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
If anyone destroys shoes with this hack, it's not my fault.
You didn't hear it here. Go away.
We want to know on 13 10 60 if you are dating an identical twin. We want you to call us right now if that is you, if you're dating an identical twin. Because it all stems from Cameron Diaz doing a podcast with Anna Faris, who used to be married to Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, blonde girl.
Yeah, from House
the
Bunny.
The Bunny Girl, yeah.
Yeah. And she's from a few other movies too, I'm sure. But she does a really great podcast now and had Cameron Diaz on there. And Cameron Diaz was asked whether she thinks her husband, Benji Madden's twin, Joel Madden, is hot. And she answered in a very interesting fashion.
It's not the same.
They're not
totally
the same.
Different, they're even so though they're different. Identical twins.
Yeah, they, you know, even though they're twins, they're very, very different, obviously.
Yeah, different in personality.
The producers of The Voice obviously didn't think so, because when they were coaches on The Voice,
one.
Australia, Benji and Joel Madden from Good Charlotte, they had one big red seat.
They were one.
They
You're
were
right.
one.
They weren't two people.
So, Cameron, your logic not shared by The Voice people.
But she said they're very different people, so she doesn't find Joel attractive. And, like, I understand that personality comes into attractiveness and whether you, you know, marry someone, sure. But when it comes to first look and they're both identical, how could you possibly say that one's hot and the other's not? We just want to have this conversation with someone who is currently dating an identical twin. 13, 10, 60. So many questions. Are you like Cameron Diaz?
For me, Benji and Joel Madden need a barcode on the back of their necks. And likely they would tattoo one on those boys.
They would.
Because
that's how I tell them apart.
I can't tell them apart.
I tell them apart because of their tattoos. Because they have very different tattoos.
But they're carbon copies face-wise, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time
That's
since
the
I've
whole
had
point of an identical
a Good
twin,
Charlotte poster like on my high school folder whatever.
Yeah.
They were there back in the day. But 13, 10, 60, if you are dating, we need to hear from someone who is dating an identical twin because we want to know if their twin is as hot as the one you were dating.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Oh, I'm so intrigued by this. All right.
Jasmine's here right now. Jasmine, are you dating an identical twin?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Okay, so are you mirroring Cameron Diaz's thoughts here in that your partner's hot and the other's not?
Yeah, absolutely.
How does it work? Because they look the same if they're identical twins.
But they have very different personalities, and their personalities is what makes them attractive.
Okay, so if your partner's personality, and we're talking about your partner's a guy?
Yeah.
Okay, if your partner's personality was inside his twin's body, would you date him?
No.
No!
What a hypothetical.
Okay.
But, okay, also, is it an insult if you tell your partner that his brother's not hot because they look the same? Like, isn't that an insult?
Well, I tell him all the time, so...
He doesn't care. Look, as long as he's rolling
as
up in bed next to Jasmine at nighttime, he doesn't care. Interesting.
How interesting.
All right. Okay, so I guess when this happens in like comedy movies and stuff like this where identical twins are swapped out and the partner doesn't know the difference or whatever.
Yeah, there's no way.
That'd just be a bit laughable to you, wouldn't it, Jasmine?
No. Actually, I lived with both of them.
Yeah.
And they wear the same cap and the same work uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you got them confused?
Yeah, once. Only once in the 2 years I've been living with them. I only got them confused once, and it took me, like, a couple of seconds of second looks.
A couple of seconds and a kiss, or?
A couple of seconds.
And a bit of a butt pat?
Stop there. G'day, love. Glad to see you home.
$1 million Alpha Bucks is obviously a fair bit of pressure, a little bit of stress that goes into playing it, especially when $1 million is on the line. And so we thought we'd help you out and give you some tips and tricks on how to deal with performing under pressure. And the best person that could give us those hints and tips is Kathy Spars, who is a world-class coach to professional actors, athletes, artists, performers, musicians. So she knows a little bit about stress. How are you going, Kathy?
I'm great, thanks. Happy to be here.
You're zooming into us from Belgium this morning, so we really appreciate you giving us your time. I know it's really late over there, so big love for that. Firstly, tell us a little bit about the work you do, Kathy.
Well, I'm specialized in highly sensitivity because I am a highly sensitive person myself, and I found out that that had been my biggest challenge in life. So when I started discovering more about this journey in myself, I developed my expertise to build up my career around it. And then I noticed, after helping hundreds of HSP, highly sensitive people, I noticed that a lot of artists and people who are living under the spotlight and dealing with a lot of pressure are actually highly sensitive people, but very often they don't know this about themselves.
So when it comes to a high-pressure situation, what do you tell the people you work with to do in order to overcome that and to cope with that?
Well, the most important thing is that when we are under a lot of pressure or experience a lot of stress, our survival brain is kicking in. And that's the oldest part of our brain, and that completely takes over and shuts everything out. So when that happens, it's already too late. So it's interesting to just reduce those stress levels in advance. There are simple breathing techniques that you can use to find balance, to create balance between both hemispheres of the brain. If you want, I can share a simple exercise to help you do this.
Please.
Yeah. So there is a scientifically proven breathing exercise. It is like the most simple thing you can imagine, but you do need to do it every morning for 3 minutes. And it is actually just breathing in for 5 seconds through your nose, deep into your stomach or as deep as you can, and then breathing out for 5 seconds. Now that sounds very simple, but let's not forget the thoughts that are coming up during these exercises. So you are actually really training your brain with this. So if you do this every morning for those just my little 3 minutes, you're actually giving a very strong signal to your brain. First of all, I am priority, you know, in my day. So that is a very important message that we often forget. And second of all, you start your day with more resilience already, because you've created it, you've installed it already in the morning. And that is giving you better coping technique during the day, because if something stressful is to happen, you can just, for a few seconds, breathe in for five, breathe out for five through that nose, and your brain will recognize that work and say, oh, okay, we're doing this, and poof, it goes back into balance, and very easily in those frustrating moments, you are aligned again.
I'm going to start doing that, and I'm not even going to be playing
Alpha
Bucks.
That. And you know what amazing. I was thinking too? Like, our players for Alpha Bucks are always on hold for a good few minutes before they play.
Yes.
So if they were to do that exercise first thing in the morning, and then while they're waiting to, you know, have their shot at the potential million, like have the breathe in, breathe out, do it again, they doing exactly what you're saying. They're resetting their brain. Kathy Spars, she's a world-class coach to professional actors, athletes, artists, performers, musicians. List goes on and on. Learn more at kathysparsacademy.com. Zooming in from Belgium. Kathy, thank you so much for your time this morning. Big love.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yesterday will always be known in the history of Gabby as hashtag cone life, because I was challenged.
Sounds like you're getting high, by
with,
the way.
No, I was not. I was wearing a dog cone.
Really awesome.
I don't remember
day
much of it.
For Gabby
no
yesterday.
I had to wear a dog cone over my neck and around my face because my dog Bear, who is a 3-kilo chihuahua, very small little guy, had hurt his eye and had to wear a cone for just over a week so he wouldn't hurt it more. And there is some suspicion that I may have been the reason he hurt his eye. You know how sometimes when you're pulling up the doona in bed and your hand slips and you accidentally punch yourself in the face?
Yes.
That happened. But I was sitting on the couch and I accidentally punched my dog in the face.
So that was an horrified admission live on the show, yeah, 48 hours ago.
I was very, very upset over that. And I was very sad that I may have injured my puppy. He's all good now, though. He's all good. However, yesterday, you and both you and fiance Nev made a pact that I should wear a cone so that I could feel what Bear felt for that week of being coned.
We thought we'd have to make one,
yeah,
but it was pretty easy to find a dog cone that fit your neck.
I know. It was
this thing was a perfect fit, guys.
It was huge.
Gabby's so, like, if only I could get dressed to fit like this, this is amazing. Look at the fit on this.
So I did wear
it. Does this come in denim?
No, you wouldn't be able to see through it. I wore it for the majority of my day. There was one particular thing I did have to take it off for. I need to tell you now, Cliffo, there was a moment I had to take the cone off.
Mm.
And that's because I tried to get in my car wearing it. And this is what happened.
All right, I think I'm going to get the car. This is prob's going to be the most difficult. Okay. Oh, just going to pull my head off. Oh, yeah, guys, I don't think this is safe.
I actually watched the video of this on the Instagram story.
Yeah.
And it needed like a bit of this kind of soundtrack.
It took
in the
a while. Yeah, like, I had to edit that down. It took like 5 minutes.
After attempt, but... until 9 o'clock, all the stories will still be on our Instagram because we started from 9 yesterday.
Yes.
The last 24 hours. And I would recommend everyone go on at Cliffo and Gabby on Instagram
Insta
and watch all the stories from yesterday. Gabby trying to live the hashtag cone life.
I even have a bruise on my chest from hitting a pole with the cone.
Amazing.
So, yeah, go check it out.
Producer just wrote to it. Producer, so at 9 o'clock, you're going to put like a mashup together of the real Brooke. Is that right?
Yeah, so we've got a day in the life of Gabby.
Great.
Oh, amazing.
But you can still see the stories
see
the for now.
Just log on and see it all, guys. However you see it, you've got to see it. At our Insta, at Cliffo and Gabby. Hashtag cone life. You're now free.
Thank
you. Go be free, be
go
wild.
Go scratch my eyes.
Go scratch your eyes with your hind leg.
Jimmy and Tam were our block winners from Queensland last year. They took it out. They were absolutely amazing. And we're still talking about them because there's no Queensland representatives of this season of the block.
Yeah, what's the go with
what's
that?
What's the go with that?
By the way, Channel 9 cutting off a whole
what
state.
The hell?
Particularly the state that's the reigning champions.
Right. But Jimmy and Tam do join us right now. Maybe they have an answer to that. How are you, Jimmy and Tam?
Hey guys, we are really good. I think the whole Queensland thing, we've won it 2 years in a row. So I think they want to give the other states a little bit of a go.
Yeah, right. And you guys are continuing to win because you've got a brand new show. It starts Monday night on 9 Life, if people want to check it out. It's called Renovate or Rebuild. So what's the premise of the show, Tam? What do you guys do?
So Renovate or Rebuild, it's a pretty cool concept actually. So there's two teams. There's us, Team Rebuild, versus Team Renovate, which is Michael and Carlene from the block a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we've got to convince people to either renovate or rebuild their house. And we're Team Queensland Rebuild, so we've got to convince them to rebuild, but with a sustainability point of view. So it's super cool.
Beautiful. I love it. Sustainability ticks all the boxes. You get a new house. You guys are Teams Queensland, so we're going to back you guys all the way.
No matter what you try to sell, we're going to be behind you.
We're peddling what you're selling, guys. We do have to ask you a couple of questions because you guys, you did win the block last year, like Gabby said.
We did.
But then it was a little bit weird because the woman who bought the house turned out to be a fake bidder.
Correct.
So you guys are still technically the winners of the block last year, right?
We are, yeah. So it all happened on the day. So whatever happened on the day counts. But even though she was a fake bidder, she only pushed the price up an extra 50 grand. So right. Danny Wallace, who made the very first bid and bought the other three houses on the block, he actually won the block for us straight away with his first bid. So even if she wasn't there, we still would have won the block.
So what ended up happening, right. though, because you guys get the profit of what is, you know, handed over for the house you build, and because no money was exchanged because it was a controversial fake bidder, did Nine pay you? Did you still get the money? What happened?
Yeah, Nine were absolutely incredible. We're so grateful for everything that they've done with throughout this whole process. They've been incredible. So we did get the money that we won on auction day. And you know what? Like, they didn't really have to do that. They did it out of goodwill, and we are so grateful.
When Tim says that, though, it was like we only just got it about 2 months ago. So it's been it's been a massive roller coaster of like whether we're getting it, whether we aren't getting it, whether the house was going to resell, what was happening. So it was a very sort of hard time for us mentally, like going through, you know, because when it all went down, we were like, did we win the block? Didn't we win the block? Are we getting money? Oh, you know, like it was so hard.
I can't even imagine that.
God. So it's only been a couple of months that you've had that money in your back pocket. What have you done with it?
Well, we've bought a house in Pomona.
Nice.
So we're living in our caravan at the moment, actually, because it's got a tenant in it that we need to wait to vacate. So
the winners of the block are
living in a trailer. You heard it here first.
Proper trailer trash.
Yeah, and we love it.
Oh, trailers are amazing now. Trailers aren't like they used to be, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
So good. Well, we love you guys, and I'm so glad that Channel 9 was so good and you got the cash, even though it was a real weird sort of ending to you guys winning the block. But check these guys out, Jimmy and Tam, representing Queensland. The first episode of Renovate or Rebuild premieres on 9 Life on Monday at 9 p.m, then from October 11, check it out from 8:30. And support these guys, Jimmy and Tam. Love you both. Woo! Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Go Queensland.
Go Queensland.
Magical food. Cliffo and Gabby, food dudes.
This is fun because this is where we find crazy food concoctions online and we test it out so you don't have to. We'll tell you if it's good or bad so that you don't have to put your taste buds through it. If it's bad.
No, Gabby just makes me do it, everyone.
Yeah, that's it. Well, so, if I come up with it and I create it, I need to make you do
it. I am the crash test dummy.
You are. So today's I actually found, I think it was a TikTok trend or TikTok kind of tutorial video, but it obviously made its way onto Instagram and that's where I saw it. And it's in regards to ice cream. So there was a video claiming if you put soy sauce on vanilla, plain vanilla ice cream, and you mix it all in, the ice cream will taste like salted caramel. So, and I can kind of understand that. Like, it's got that kind of, you know.
Oh, soy's very salty.
Salty vibe
and
about it.
And it is, soy's got a bit of a burnt flavour.
Yeah.
And that's what caramel is. Right. Burnt sugar.
And it's, so, and with the vanilla ice cream,
yeah,
anyway.
There's a couple of.
I've mixed it there for you. We can sit here and think about it as much as we want.
It smells strong.
You may as well, maybe, did I put too much in? Nah, I didn't. I didn't. I've mixed it all in. It's ready to go.
So have you tried this?
No. Of course not. This is the unit test.
I don't know. Because you got it ready in the kitchen and then you came in going, like licking your fingers.
I had just plain ice cream.
Right,
I didn't have the soy ice cream.
Maybe you had the soy on it.
So you need to take a big bite and let me know if this soy ice cream tastes like.
It's a beautiful consistency.
Yeah, well, you know how, like, when you're a kid, you'd mix the ice cream until it melted a bit and it'd
exactly
be like a thick shake? That's what it comes out
Should
as.
Should I go all in with a pretty
go
big spoonful?
A huge
or?
Spoonful. Go for as big as it comes. Here he goes, everybody. All He's right. taking a mouthful.
Here I go. I'm not mucking around. It's big.
Vanilla ice cream and soy sauce. Does it taste like salted caramel? You look shocked.
Oh, my God. That is. I am shocked.
Really?
That is absolutely beautiful.
Really?
I could eat all of that right now.
Well, you just went for another huge mouthful. I am shocked. I thought it was going to be gross. That's why I made you test it.
I was getting 100% prepared. Because usually you stitch me up here because you're a jerk.
It's good, hey?
I was getting 100% prepared.
What's it? Does it taste like caramel milk?
Mm. No, or, not caramel.
No.
Salted caramel.
It does taste like
You know
like
how salted
caramel
is a bit harsher?
Yeah, it is.
On the flavor spectrum. Like, you know, caramel. It's half white chocolate, half caramel. Right. That's like real legit salted caramel.
There you go.
I would eat that easily.
Well, who needs icing, what ice like cream is topping? Just get your soy sauce out.
I'm sensing a tinge of disappointment in your eyes.
So demo. Like
you're happy that it works.
I was hoping you'd spit
like
it out.
Like Food Dude's worked, but the fact that you've actually just given me a nice treat and haven't stitched me up is killing you.
Sucks. The Hit Breakfast Show.